scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
So I'm wearing a baseball jersey today because it's our sports day here at the radio station. But I thought I'd talk about this thing going on with the Detroit Tigers double-A baseball team.
Okay.
So they have a baseball team called the Erie Seawolves, which that sounds like a...
Is a seawolf a thing?
I don't know, but it sounds cool.
You want it to be a thing. Yeah.
It does sound cool. But they have obviously a lot of great things at their concession stand, right? Now, this is a not so great thing. I love sugar, but I don't know if I'm on
I actually thought you'd be super excited about this one, but okay.
I just don't know. So they are making headlines because they served a hot dog in a cotton candy bun. So this
salty
hot dog.
Sweet.
Yeah. Is a hot dog really salty though?
No, it's just kind of sweet itself, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of meaty.
Yeah. Sweetie meaty.
Sweetie. Let me finish.
Hang okay.
So this hot dog is covered in Nerds candy, which I like Nerds candy, but it was all part of the team's Sugar Rush night. So the bun was pink. It was a hot. There was a hot dog. I think it was
it
just
feels
a regular
like it would melt
hot dog.
All of your hand.
Oh yeah, it'll be a mess.
I kind of thought it sounded intriguing, not like anything I would ever eat ever, until it got to the Nerds candy part. Because now you're adding tangy sour.
Well,
chewiness?
Then you bite into the hot dog and you get the cotton candy, the sticky cotton candy all around your mouth, and then you got the crunchy of the Nerds, and then you got the meaty of the hot dog.
Yeah.
I think I'll pass on that one.
Well, I bet you someone ate it. And I bet you someone loved it.
I'm sure
so
they did.
Good for that one person. well, here's an advancement that I have been actually looking forward to for a while and wondering, like, every time I travel by air.
Right.
I'm standing in the middle of an airport going, why can't I take a nap?
Like, oh, it's,
I just
it's
want
so
a nap
hard.
So badly and there's no place to do it. Until now. Because a new business called AirPod Sleeping Pods. So basically nap pods are coming to airports starting this year. They're also going to be equipped with Netflix. And they're just like private capsule style units. You get in, you could just climb in, swipe your card. And then you get to just kind of enjoy this, like, little, I don't know, like it blocks out outside sounds and smells. And
I like that.
It says it pumps in air that eliminates 100% of unpleasant smells. 100%. That's a good number, Johnny.
Good luck getting all the airport smell out of there, though.
I know.
Ugh.
I know. So I'd be in.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's the thing is when you have like that 4-hour layover and you're like, I just want to take a nap, and you just have your, like, you're holding on to your bags.
And like you're trying to, like, use it as a pillow, and
it's tough. So I'm glad that they finally have come out with something cool like that. So good stuff. Now I want to go flying somewhere. but that's trending topics for this morning.